back in Manitoba many moons ago.
So just to confirm, it's not Santa Claus that just walked in to the room with goodies. It's Gordon Goldsberry here with the Band in Manitoba. Hi, Gordon.
Good morning, Nadia.
So what are we discussing this week?
I don't think it'll surprise any listeners to know that I have loved books for as long as I can remember. And my garage proves the point. It is stacked with piles of them. But unfortunately, I have a home renovation project on the horizon, and it's time to let them go. I have to emphasize that these are not used books that we're talking about. They're all new, never cracked open. And this week, I'm sharing with our listeners what's available in three categories, arranged in descending order of cost. I think they're perfect picks for the history-minded person on your holiday gift list.
So what's the first category?
Well, when I published my abandoned Manitoba books, I purchased copies to sell on my promotional tours around the province. I still have several boxes left of abandoned Manitoba, more abandoned Manitoba, and the most recent one, On the Road to Abandoned Manitoba. I also have copies of a book written by Diane Bevan. She's the retired executive director of the Manitoba Forestry Association. Published in 2023, her book tells the story of the tree planting car. It was a modified railway car that traveled the prairies between 1920 and 1973, educating, encouraging people to plant trees. And as a result of its work, millions of trees were planted, and the car now sits at the Manitoba Agricultural Museum awaiting restoration. Sales of Diane's book will help fund its restoration. So all of those four books I've just mentioned, they're all $25 each, less than you'll find them for at any bookstore.
And what's the second category?
Well, I have two books for $10 apiece. These are books that the Manitoba Historical Society is helping to distribute. The first, entitled The Life and Legacy of Commodore D.A. Ritchie, was written by journalist Bill Redicop. People may recognize he's written a number of fine books, and this one was published in 2023. It profiles Dan Ritchie. Well, let's just say he was colorful. Isn't that right, Bruce?
I think eclectic is probably the proper term.
Yes. Well, he was a businessman, and from the 1960s to the 1980s, he operated two riverboats on the Red River, the MS River Rouge and the MS Lady Winnipeg. People probably remember those two boats. Later, Ritchie transformed an abandoned quarry near Winnipeg into a wildlife sanctuary. And so this book chronicles his life in through businesses and his boats, his wildlife sanctuary, and more. The second book, entitled Trailblazer in First Nations Education, is a personal memoir by the late Doris Dowan Pratt. In it, Elder Pratt shares the proud heritage of her Dakota people, the harms of government policies through the years, and the call to reclaim Dakota language and culture. And these two books, $10 each.
And then the third category.
Well, it harkens back to 1960. The Manitoba Historical Society, my organization, formed something called the Manitoba Record Society. It was an independent organization aimed at making rare historical documents more readily available. It kind of was modeled on the Champlain Society, if anybody is familiar with that. That society publishes rare and important documents on Canadian history. Right up to today, it still functions. From 1965 to 1997, the Manitoba Record Society published 12 books on a wide range of topics. Now, I have to say that the economics of book printing are such that the more copies you make, the cheaper the per book cost. So it is very tempting to buy more books than, well, maybe there is demand. And I think the Manitoba Record Society succumbed to this temptation. And the result is they ended up with many unsold books. Well, the society wrapped up its affairs in 2007, and some of its remaining inventory ended up in my garage. Now, over the years, I have successfully winnowed them down to the present day four titles, four books.
And what are those four books?
Well, the first is a collection of letters sent between 1859 and 1870 by a fellow named James Wicks Taylor. He was the U.S. consul in Winnipeg, the U.S. government's representative here. During this period, it was not at all certain that the area that we now call Manitoba would join Canada. And in fact, Taylor worked hard to see it annexed by the U.S. His correspondence provides a glimpse into what might have been if Taylor's plans had succeeded and Manitoba became a U.S. state. So it's really an interesting, especially in light of what we hear today about the 51st state. The second Manitoba Record Society book contains entries from a diary kept by the Reverend Henry Budd between 1870 and 1875. Now, notably, Reverend Budd was the first Indigenous person in North America to be ordained in the Anglican Church. And I think, as a result, this gives him a unique perspective on the relationship between Indigenous peoples and the Church. The third book is a collection of memos written by journalist Grant Dexter during the Second World War from 1939 to 1945. Dexter had an unusually close relationship with Prime Minister William Lyon Mackenzie King's government. And as a result, the Dexter memos provide an intimate look at how wartime Ottawa actually worked, behind the scenes, if you will. And the fourth book, to me is potentially the most intriguing one, is a collection of papers, letters, and photos by Almon J. Cotton. He was known in the late 19th century as the Wheat King of Manitoba. And that was because during the 1890s, he grew enormous crops of wheat on his farm near Treherne. In 1901, Cotton moved to the Swan River Valley. And for many years thereafter, he wrote hundreds of letters to prospective immigrants, answering their questions and, of course, encouraging them to move to Manitoba. It's a fascinating book and it looks at the early days of prairie agriculture.
So how much do these four Manitoba Record Society books cost?
They are all absolutely free to a good home. I mean, that's an unbeatable deal. But quantities are limited, I must say, and they'll be given away on a first-come, first-served basis. Now, in addition to the four free Manitoba Record Society books, I also have a fifth book to give away. It's entitled The West and the Nation. It's a collection of essays written by several historians who were honoring William L. Morton, W.L. Morton, as he's sometimes known. And I think everyone would agree that he's probably the most famous historian that Manitoba has ever produced. The essays in this book, I think, offer a unique insight to various aspects of Manitoba history.
So for people listening who might be interested in one of these books that you've mentioned, is there a way for them to get more information?
Oh, yes, indeed. I've put all the books that are available for giveaway on the Manitoba Historical Society's website. And it also includes a short description of the book. So you're not quite sold based on what I've said. Go and have a look at it, and I think you will be. The full list of them can be found at mhs.ca/shop, S-H-O-P.
And how do potential buyers get in touch with you?
Well, there's the rub. You know, I just can't pack up and mail these books because, well, first of all, time before the holidays is short. If you wanted to put these in the hands of a loved one, well, I don't know that the book would arrive in time. And in any case, postage on books is outrageous. I bet nobody will want to pay $25 in postage for a free book. I mean, it doesn't really make a free book anymore. I prefer that people contact me to arrange pickup directly, or, you know, maybe in special cases, I might be able to arrange delivery to the person directly. So to get any of these books, send me an email at Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, at mhs.mb.ca, and I'll respond right away. I'll give you details on how we can go about it. And when we meet, if you want to purchase one of my Abandoned Manitoba books, or the books on the tree planting car, Commodore Dan Ritchie, or Sue Elder Doris Pratt, I can take payment in any of several forms: cash, check, debit card, credit card, Google Pay, Apple Pay. Well, pretty much you name it, I can take it. And I hope that listeners will spread the word about Gordon's Discount Bookstore. So whatever books remain in early January, you know, as my construction project begins, well, I hope they won't be thrown away, you know, much as that would pain me to do.
Now, Gordon, at the start of this conversation, I made a reference to you being Santa Claus. And it's not just because of your big, impressive white beard, but it's because you've got some goodies to give away.
I do indeed. I've brought copies of the books.
We appreciate it. Thank you, Gordon.
You're most welcome.
What's up for next week?
Well, the holiday season is nearly upon us, and for many Manitobans, religious observances are central to the tradition. Catholic priests will, of course, play a role in some of these celebrations, yet their influence has extended far beyond the pulpit, even into unexpected areas, such as banking. Next week, we'll explore how Catholic priests helped shape the development of Manitoba's financial community.
I can't wait for that one. Thank you, Gordon.
Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons.